Okay, we had taken a little quick break there to kind of regroup, and you know, this is kind of a maddening issue for me that I really get, you know, almost too personally involved with. But then I think about it and I say, you know, that's the level of anger we should all have right now, because this is. I'm going to let Heather say it. What do you think right now about the overall? You know, we had just said something about it on the break, but I kind of just want to let you go with how you feel right now.
Well, I mean, before you made a comment that it's not a Democrat or Republican issue, and it's not. It is a moral issue. The morals have disappeared from this country. There's nothing left. Nobody has morals anymore. Nobody has beliefs. Nobody holds true to them. People cower. I mean, it's just pathetic. And I'm sick of the banter between Republicans and Democrats. They whine and complain about everything, and their job is not to be, you know, whining about, well, they didn't do it my way, and, well, this is our way, do it, or whatever. I mean, that's the dumbest, it's like watching elementary school children play at a freaking playground and argue over a ball and whose side should have what. It's absolutely insane. It has nothing to do with running the country at all, and I'm just tired of it. They don't have the country or the people's best interest at heart. They have their own agendas, and it's not working. It's not working. The country is falling apart.
It's ironic you would say that, because, you know, I really have to say this, and, you know, I've been saying this for, you know, probably since about 2002 that we're going down, 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 and I think we're at a point now where, I don't know, I mean, how do you feel about the current situation, Heather? Do you think there's a way we can pull this out, or is it, I mean, I don't know, I'm pretty much at wit's end over this, except to just put it out in front of everybody else.
Well, I think people turning a blind eye and not actually looking at the truth, at this rate, nothing will be fixed. It'll continue going downhill, and that'll be the end of it. We will be so far gone, it'll be communism here. It won't even be America. It's bad enough we have next to no freedom, but it will only get worse. And people just sitting back thinking everything's okay, well, Bush is doing a great job, or Clinton didn't do anything wrong. It's those naive attitudes that have brought this country to its knees, basically. There's nothing more, there's just, I don't know how anybody can fix it. I really don't.
I think that, you know, we're going to have to go through a really tough time, and if we don't stand up and face it right now, I think it's just about to the point where in another 6 months, not even a year, we're going to be past it. Our poverty level's gone up. I mean, the soldiers over there in Iraq, you know, we keep hearing about how much money they're making, but you guys aren't doing too well, are you?
Oh, no. My husband, he made about $400 more the last time he went than this time. Actually, this time around, soldiers are making less. And what was funny, and I have to say this because it made me angry, is when we were having financial troubles before Chris went over this last time, because the Army has continually taken money out whenever they wanted, we haven't had a stable check since Chris entered. They actually told us to go on food stamps. Now, first of all, I'm not a welfare person. And second of all, I'm not going to take from people that need it. And third of all, being in the military and them saying we take care of our own, that's a load of crap. Because they don't take care of their own. They expect everybody else to take care of the military. And I refuse to do that. That's not, you know, it's not the country's job to get us on food stamps so we can have food. If someone joins the military, I expect the military soldiers to get paid a lot more than what they're getting paid. And when you figure out that soldiers over there are working 24/7, making, I don't know, $3,000 a month maybe, you figure that at about, what, 50 cents an hour?
Yeah.
That's diddly squat. That's nothing. And
yeah.
You get contractors over there making $80,000, $90,000 in 6 months, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, because I know there's some of those contractors over there. I've spoken to some soldiers that have actually gone back over as contractors to get out of their actual reserve contract. They signed up with Halliburton or KBR, one of the companies, and the guy told me, he said, I made, last year, he said, after everything was taken out, he said, I spent a year overseas, second time, he said, 6 months before that, he said, I'm going to make $350,000 for a year's time over there doing the same thing I was doing, basically driving security on a truck. He said, now what's wrong with that picture? He said, I would have stayed in the military if they gave me a decent salary. He said, now I'm going over there to do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Well, and that, and then, you know, Chris has been, before he went over, he's been offered a couple different jobs, making around $35,000-$40,000 a year, which doesn't seem like a lot to a lot of people, but, you know, that's more than what we are making now. And we get by just fine, we pay our bills, and, you know, everything's good and dandy. But the military actually said that if Chris got a civilian job, he would actually need to make around $50,000 to cover what the military pays him. And when I saw what they broke down, it was absolutely insane. They added up some weird number saying that he made over 20-some thousand in his regular pay, which is a load of crap. And then they said insurance alone, you'd have to make around $13,000 because we pay around $13,000 a year for you and your family for insurance.
Right.
I said, that's a load of crap. I said, I can get a full coverage insurance paying nothing out of our pocket for $250 a month. That does not come anywhere near $12,000. So how the Army comes up with these figures, it just is beyond me.
There's a lot of money going into somebody's pocket, and it seems like a lot of these soldiers, you know, and they're deployed on their second deployment making less money, and, you know, especially the reservists, because they get less pay. You know, they're getting about half the pay that an active duty guy's getting. They're getting an extra $1,000 a month, which means they're probably making about, you know, for any, I heard an E6 was telling me he made $2,100 a month, and then they took $300 or $400 out for all the stuff. So he said, I made less than my hometown job, which was, you know, he said, I wasn't doing good, but he said, I made $3,000, $4,000 a month. And he said,
well, if you're going to pull reserves out like that from a regular job where they're making however much, the military should be responsible, or the government should pay them that same amount.
Yeah, because there's a heck of a lot of guys that are, you know, going off for a year and losing their houses, you know, and, you know, I just saw the new figures now. In the last 3 years, they have had 47,000 recorded homeless veterans that have served in Iraq or Afghanistan, and that's just what's been on paper. There's probably a lot more that have been homeless for a month or two that they never kind of caught, because there was a military survey saying that at least 50% of the reservists and National Guard coming home would lose their house and have to move into some form of temporary housing as an apartment or something, because they wouldn't be able to make their house payments.
Right.
And Bush actually did not sign the bill to pay them the compensatory pay. They get the same benefits, but they don't get the same pay. I think we've pretty much covered that. I'm really going to push this out. Everybody that's listening to this, you know, this is Thought Bomb Radio. This is shocking off of the mind. There's a lot of hard things to deal with right now in America. And the thing is, if you turn your back on it now, yeah, it's going to destroy your value system to think that, hey, wait a minute, we've got something wrong in this country. But the people are the only ones that can fix this. We can't have our leaders anymore. We have to tell them we want this fixed. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and I say especially if you're a Republican, I'm going to highlight that, because every time a Democrat stands up, it's a cowardly thing. We need some of you guys in the right wing to stand up, and I've seen a lot of it recently, and say, wait a minute, this is not the party that we came in with. We want this change. We want it to stop. Let's take this back to, you know, almost, well, pretty close to $300 billion in the last 3 years, folks. What could that have done for us here? What has it really done for anybody right now if we hear about these soldiers going through all this, no pay? So I think, you know, my editorializing is done. Heather, do you have anything else to say?
No, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me rant and rave about the destruction of my family and how my husband's being treated by our own government.
Yeah, and he volunteered to help him. That's the sad part of it, you know, and went above and beyond the call of duty that a lot of Americans have not done. There's a lot of people out there that have never been in the military that yell out, support the troops, and every time, you know, I go and cover protests on the corner, and I've noticed in the last 3 months we have about, 30% of the people out there now are Republicans. It's getting to the point where people see it, and I don't know what else to say. This has been Thought Bomb Radio, and I think this is an issue because of how deep it goes that please call your congressman, write your congressman. You can email me at coalitionforfreethoughtandmedia@yahoo.com. That is our staff address. Everything that comes in there will be answered. And you can go to soldiersrights.com. And can you give Chris's Yahoo address one more time?
It's cmgorman24@yahoo.com.
Okay, and I will also attach that to this interview in the print form. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first Thought Bomb Radio, shock and awe for the mind, and please pass it on. The truth is a virus. It spreads when you pass it. And that's been Coalition for Free Thought and Media's motto since 1996. So pass it on, folks. Think. It doesn't kill you.